Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 10th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. There is no denying the past 18 months have been tumultuous. We have all had the merger of Continental, Continental Micronesia, and United Airlines imposed on us, and it has driven many events that we did not ask for and may not have wanted. The representational election that was required because of the merger was divisive and acrimonious for everyone, and now, like it or not, we are faced with joint contract negotiations. While the work that must be accomplished in order to combine the contracts from Continental, Continental Micronesia, and United may seem insurmountable, the task at hand is not mission impossible. Flight attendants, regardless of their airline histories, have all experienced contract negotiations in one form or another, but very few of us have gone through the bargaining that lies ahead. To that end, your Joint Negotiating Committee spent a week at Rutgers University School of Management and Labor Relations to begin the work necessary for developing the process and strategies for joint contract negotiations with United Airlines. Considering there are 9 of us, and we come from 3 different airlines, have different union histories, and a wide range of experiences, it was necessary and appropriate that we take time to better understand our respective histories, including how our contracts work, and maybe, more importantly, how each of our flight attendant groups work. We spent the entire week engaging each other in serious discussions about the state of affairs at the new United Airlines and the importance of our roles in it. We were able to clear the air, addressing one another's perceptions and sometimes misconceptions about one another, and we have all reached the conclusion that our common interests are so much greater than the things that might divide us. As a result of these discussions, we have agreed to a process which will guide our team as it proceeds through negotiations. This process will help us collaborate with each other in creating a new joint contract that will benefit the entire flight attendant population at United Airlines and once again lead the industry with respect to flight attendant wages and working conditions. To be clear, there is no right or wrong way to be a flight attendant. There is no right or wrong contract. There is no right or wrong way to represent flight attendants. It is time to stop using our differences to divide us or make pronouncements regarding one another's work practices and lifestyles. It's time to unite. The next several weeks are critically important as we move forward together. Continental Micronesia is voting on a tentative agreement, and we anticipate meeting with United Airlines later this month. As we proceed, all joint negotiations-related communications will come directly from the Joint Negotiating Committee. You can expect these coordinated updates from us through all the normal channels. The progress we made this week should not be taken lightly. We are no longer 3 groups of representatives from 3 different airlines. We are one committee of flight attendants who will make every effort to gather up the best practices each group has to offer. We will shape those components, along with fresh ideas, into a new industry-leading contract for all United Airlines flight attendants. In solidarity, signed, Cindy Commander, Continental Airlines, Greg Davidovich, United Airlines, Kathleen Dumondon, Continental Micronesia Airlines, Joey Guider, Continental Airlines, Suzanne Hendricks, Continental Airlines, Cynthia Iverson, Continental Micronesia Airlines, Jack Candy, United Airlines, Kevin Lum, United Airlines, and Marcus Valentino, Continental Airlines. Effective on August 15, 2012, with Bulletin 3, we will return to our previous procedure for normal access to the flight deck. Through the Onboard Safety Action Program, OSAP, and Flight Attendant Safety Reporting System, FASRS, flight attendants were able to identify and report concerns over the change made to United's standardized routine flight deck access procedure. Our MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee was able to bring forward our concerns to the company. These reports were crucial to our initiative, and the collective response from you led to the retraction of United's procedure. This illustrates the collective power of the membership and illustrates how flight attendant safety reporting systems are an integral part of creating and maintaining an effective safety culture. We encourage members to continue to report our safety, health, and security concerns via OSAPs and FASRS. By properly documenting concerns and working together, we were able to effect change to promote a safer and more secure working environment. The company has begun the distribution of the B767ME Safety Review Packet. Flight attendants are required to pick up and acknowledge receipt of this packet at domicile flight attendant briefing centers prior to August 28, 2012. If you have not signed your name and file number to acknowledge receipt of the safety review document prior to August 28th, except those based in Hong Kong and Narita, a Q diagnostic will appear in your line of flying next to any ID that contains the B767ME equipment. This will indicate that you are non-compliant and not qualified to fly this aircraft. The company will provide more information on the Q diagnostic next week. We will keep you updated as we receive more information. If it is anticipated that one or more flight attendants will be unable to depart on time following a scheduled layover at a non-domicile location, the company may implement the provisions of the Operational Reliability Incentive section of our contract if it is not possible for a timely replacement of the flight attendants. Section 7J2 of our contract provides a flight attendant an operational reliability incentive of 5 hours incentive pay if the company requests her or him to waive a minimum contractual legal rest to FAR minimum legal rest of 8 hours on domestic layovers. This pay will begin when the flight attendants report for duty for the first segment following the 8-hour rest period. Certain procedures must be followed in order for the company to implement this provision. The flight attendants must be notified prior to or immediately upon arrival at the layover station. Also, the layover hotel must meet the field layover requirements, that's Section 7J1B, and transportation must be immediately available upon arrival. If any of these actions are not provided, the flight attendants may, at their option, revert to the actual legal rest provisions in the Section 7J1B of our contract. In March 2012, we reported that our United MEC Reserve Committee had been engaged in conversations with the company regarding underlying changes to the automation affecting reserve lines of flying and the lack of adequate notice in educating flight attendants about the changes that were made. While our MEC Reserve Committee advocated for a number of different outcomes that would make this underlying reserve obligation more clearly identified in the line of flying, we were told the programming cost to accomplish these recommendations would be prohibitive, especially given the recent demand on resources resulting from the merger. The automation changes are specific to reserve days, where the flight or deadhead time in the last duty period is scheduled for 10 hours and 1 minute greater or greater following international IDs. Per Section 12M2 of our contract, 36 hours rest is needed at home when the flight deadhead time in the last duty period is between 10:01 and 12 hours. In these instances, the company's computer program deletes the reserve day of availability following these IDs. However, if the actual flight deadhead time is less than 10 hours, the reserve day will programmatically reappear in the line of flying. Under this circumstance, the required rest following the assignment is 24 hours. This requires the reserve flight attendant to be available for assignment 12 hours earlier than anticipated at the start of the ID. Flight attendants on reserve status are strongly encouraged to always check their lines of flying following the completion of every reserve assignment in order to avoid any confusion over a reserve obligation. Should you have any additional questions, please contact your local council office. United launched subsidiary UA International Service Training, IST, on July 17, 2012, and has been offering classes each month since then. This training program is a one-day course available to all non-IST qualified flight attendants based at North American domiciles who wish to fly international trips. The IST program is voluntary and will continue into October 2012. If you are not international service qualified and wish to attend this meeting in August, September, or October, detailed information is part of the monthly bid package cover letter. Seats are still available for August classes. If you are interested in attending, please contact the training scheduling group via Flightline for assistance in getting into a class. On August 8, 2012, the Association of Flight Attendants CWA announced that they had reached a second tentative agreement with U.S. Airways for a joint contract. Their first TA was announced in January 2012, but failed to pass member ratification. The National Mediation Board supervised three intense mediation sessions that successfully led to a TA that would create many economic improvements for all U.S. Airways flight attendants. With talk of a possible merger in the near future, it was a key focus of the AFA membership for the membership to have the opportunity to vote on an agreement to ensure that the priorities of the membership were met. The U.S. Airways AFA Joint Negotiating Committee is working to compile the details of the agreement for release to U.S. Airways flight attendants. Details of the agreement will not be made public before its members have reviewed the terms. This TA is subject to membership approval and, according to U.S. Airways union leaders, would increase pay and extend job protections. If this new TA is passed, the former America West flight attendants will join the other AFA members of U.S. Airways and work under a single contract. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.